Our guest in the cafe this morning is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, Francis Dalby. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a sense that we're coming into a busy time of year for you.
We are definitely busy time of year. The fall nip is in the air. We actually may actually get to put a coat on pretty soon, and we're thinking about the holiday times. So, yeah. Busy time of year. A lot of our agencies right now are gearing up for Christmas. I know it seems early, but it's not.
No. I think we all have that sense. Do you have a sense? I mean, are you actually getting to work earlier and staying later? I mean, does your actual activity from day to day increase at this time of year?
My personal day is very long, yes, but I don't know that it's specific to this time of year.
We're going to talk about some of the specific things having to do with the holidays coming up and a couple of other things as well. But before we go much further, I wanted to mention that you all are moving your location.
We are moved.
You've already moved.
Actually, yes. We were downtown in Greenville, and now we've moved out Lee Street to 4912 Lee. We're in the same building with the Senior Center Resources Public Transportation. Say that two times fast. but it's a great win-win situation for us. It's a very low overhead, and they had the office space, so we're very blessed.
Yeah, and they are, I guess, that's two different organizations. No, it's one organization.
It's one organization, but they provide two services, primarily to senior citizens, yeah. But the public transportation is actually for anybody in Hunt County. You can call and get a ride.
Yeah, we've had them on before. You brought them over one day,
and
so we're familiar with that. And they are part of United Way, aren't they?
They're one of the agencies we support.
One of your agencies. Mm-hmm. So rather than being right downtown, you're further out Lee Street to the west.
Correct.
Close to 380
We are still out and about in the community.
I understand that. totally get that. Well, so as far as the holidays are concerned, and as you say, basically, it's here. Once Halloween is with us, then the rest of the holidays fall in line very quickly.
They do.
So now's the time to start thinking about that. And as we were talking about this a minute or two ago, you said something that was interesting, and that is that I think we tend to think of this as something that individuals do in responding to the needs that people have at the holidays, but you said organizations can
absolutely
get involved.
If you're involved in any type of civic organization, this is a time of year where you're looking for things, because it's that time of year. Everybody thinks about Thanksgiving, and they're thankful for the things that they have. But Christmas is just right around the corner, and you don't realize the number of residents in Hunt County who are, I mean, for lack of a better word, poverty. Mm-hmm. I mean, they live in poverty, make less than $35,000 a year for a family, and that's not a lot of money for, say, a family of four. So there is a big need. So if you've got a civic organization that wants to do something, then, you know, collect some toys. Another idea is collect for some seniors or collect for the veterans. There's just a lot of need in the community. Even though we're a very generous county, sometimes different entities get overlooked.
Mm-hmm, sure. We're talking with Francis Dalby with Hunt County United Way. Have there been, what's an example of some organizations that have been active around Christmas time with you in the past?
Like civic organizations?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been involved with Altrusa in Greenville. They're very involved at Christmas time, our tour of homes. And then Rotary, very involved with there's about four different Rotary groups. I'm probably misspeaking. There's probably more than that in Hunt County.
Yeah, in Hunt County.
Lions groups, Kiwanis, they're all very active in the community all the time.
Quite a few church groups, I imagine.
Very much the Sunday school classes mm-hmm. sometimes do things, yes.
Yeah. Well, we just completed the food drive, I see.
The Herald Banner had their food drive. They collected 224,381 pounds of food, and that all goes to FISH, Hunt County Shared Ministries.
Remarkable.
It's amazing. It was a record year.
And that's a new record
mm-hmm.
For that drive, which has been going on, I don't know, how many years?
Almost 10 or 11.
Yeah, quite a few now. And when you say 224,000 pounds of food, that's calculating cash donations with that.
It
right?
is. The way they calculate that is for every dollar that's donated, they equate it to 7 pounds of food. So your dollar can go a long way mm-hmm. when they're buying it from the North Texas Food Bank. So.
And, of course, FISH benefited from the barbecue recently.
They had their barbecue.
Big success.
And that was really went really well.
Seems to me, I mean, with the food drive and the various things that United Way does, and of course the very visible things such as bras for the cause, and just seems like there's a lot of charitable activity in Greenville and Commerce and all of Hunt County now.
I was going to say, I think our county really comes together and makes a big impact in different areas.
Okay, well, there's a lot of opportunity to do some good and some worthwhile things between now and the holidays, and we'll talk to you again about it before they get here.
Great.
Okay, great.
Thanks.
Frances Dalby, the Executive Director of the Hunt County United Way. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.